snot, clown fart. Booger snot, clown fart.
Beep.
Booger snot, clown fart.
Beep. 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 Beep.
Booger snot, clown fart.
Here we go. The Jonathan Weir Show.
Yeah! Welcome to another podcast broadcast of Radio Free Weir with Rod Babcock.
Yay!
Today's episode is brought to you by Camille A. McGinnis.
McGinnis!
McGinnis!
Hi, McGinnis!
What is this? Was that Italian?
I think it's Scottish! If it's not Scottish, it's crap!
That's the only thing I know. Wouldn't that make it Italian if it's Mac Guinness? I mean, not Italian, Irish. But if it's Mac Guinness, that makes it Scottish.
I have no idea.
Just like McDonald's is obviously Irish.
It is?
Yeah, because MacDonald's would be Scottish.
Like McDowell's?
Yeah, yeah.
I have no idea.
The point is, Camille A. McGinnis, thank you so much for donating your money.
You crazy Scottish person.
Who's your favorite Scottish person from TV or movies? Let's do that for a list.
What's that? Who's that guy that had the talk show for a while?
Yes, Craig Ferguson.
I like him.
Very good.
I like him a lot.
Love
very funny.
Craigie Fergs. Yeah.
Very funny guy.
I love him. And I guess just Mike Myers as his dad. And So I Married an Axe Murderer is pretty
great. The guy that was in Boondock Saints, whose name I can never remember.
They were Irish, but that's fine.
Yeah, I guess he is Irish. Yeah. But he's hilarious. His stand-up is great.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dude, he does a stand-up.
I don't think I did. I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. It's so hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, he talks about filthy things. But, yeah, it's really funny.
So, Camille, thank you for sponsoring the show. That's what you get for $50. We talk about
Irish
you at the
and
beginning.
Scottish are the same thing, right?
What?
It's like the same thing.
Oh,
right?
They don't care about that. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's like Australian and New Zealand.
English,
right? It's like the
Scottish,
same thing.
Irish. They're all the same thing.
What's the UK?
That's why
right?
they get along.
It's like
so
one
well
place. Yeah.
And never fight and don't put car bombs.
I've never heard anything
near
about
checkpoints
that
or anything.
No, no.
I also want to say this at the beginning of the show, as far as Patreon is concerned. When we did the show for Wednesday, we talked about how there was no way at all that we were going to get to our goal for this month of 350.
So my eyebrow,
if we get
safe
to 350 Patreons or patrons, then guess what? At the going away party for me on Sunday at 3 p.m.
It's not just your go. It's my birthday party.
August 25th. My birthday party, I mean, because it's also my birthday party. I'm not going to be here on December 1st.
Oh, shut up. It's all about you.
Most important day.
It's all about you.
My going away party, Rod's birthday party.
Marsha. where's Michael Mackey when I need him?
And my...
He does the best. Marsha. It's so funny.
So it's my going away party, Rod's birthday party, my going away party.
This Sunday,
August 25th.
August 25th. It's
Black
at
Bob Park in Olathe.
3 p.m.
At 3 p.m.
Black Bob Park in Olathe.
So bring your own Bob. Black or white. We don't care.
Sure.
And if we have 350 patrons,
I'm gonna make cookies.
Rod loses
like regular
an eyebrow
cookies, but like my special cookies that are
nobody's
like
gonna assume those
banana,
are regular cookies.
Banana pudding cookies.
Point is if
excuse
we have
excuse me. I don't know where that came from.
You know, next Friday I'm leaving and suddenly not feeling as regretful of this decision.
I'm so sorry. I do not know how that came out.
If we get to 350 patrons by Sunday, Rod loses an eyebrow.
Harry
now,
Oakey
when we did
style
the show, we went, there's no way we're going to get there because we're 27
I still don't think it's going to happen.
And
I still don't think it's going to happen.
Happy to announce right now that we are only 5 patrons away. So go
that's not going
to
happen. We're not going to get... No, that's... We're... My eyebrow's safe. That's not going
to
happen.
You're losing that eyebrow. I don't care if I have to make up 5 patrons.
Do you know how long it's going to take me?
Oh, it takes forever for
to grow back an eyebrow.
It takes forever for the hair on my arm to grow back. I can't imagine what it's like to lose an eyebrow. But he's willing to do it. So if you have not signed up yet for our Patreon page, just Google Weir Show, W-I-E-R Show, Patreon, and should be the first thing that shows up. It's only $5 a month. You're not going to miss that money. That's less than a meal at McDonald's or McDonald's even.
McDowell's
these days. So you're not going to miss it. And it's to help keep the show going. I am, just because I'm leaving, going to Boston doesn't mean the show's over. We're going to continue doing it just in different cities. It works for a lot of other shows.
What does that say?
Sherilyn.
Sherilyn?
I just like Sherilyn. Believe in Sherilyn. The Sherilyn.
Oh, I see the end now. Okay, Sherilyn.
Yeah.
You got tore off.
Okay.
Sherilyn.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fine, upstanding person right there.
Sherilyn is the first person whose name that we've said randomly in the show. She paid us $25 for the privilege.
Right.
And Sherilyn gave us $25.
$25. We're only asking you for five.
To make
why
fun
am I
of
pitching
weird
this?
Name. Because it's a
you know what?
Name.
It's not a big deal. Wait till the first of the month.
How do you get Sherilyn?
Wait till the first of the month.
Like, what? You weren't satisfied with one name? You couldn't be Sherry? You couldn't be Lynn? So you have to be Sherilyn? You know what? Sherilyn. From now on, I want everyone to call me Jonathan Donald.
John Don?
John Donald. Yeah.
I kind of like John
Donald.
That's
what Dunn. I want. Yeah.
John Donald.
Yeah. I want that. Anyway, Black Bob Park, 3 p.m. This Sunday, August 25th. Also, go to Patreon.
If you
want a member.
If you want to bring snacks to share, fine. I seriously am.
Rod's going to lose an eyebrow. I swear to God, I don't care.
I don't think it's going to happen.
He doesn't think it's going to happen. It's up to you guys. We need five more people
to
sign up.
I am hoping that it doesn't happen.
It's going to happen. Mm. All right. So the list today is best songs about music. What is the best song?
Does it have to be the whole eyebrow?
Yeah, it has to
like
be the whole thing. Would you stop? I'm trying to get the show going. You're obsessing about this.
I have to
this.
Go full Whoopi Goldberg on one side.
Just on one side. It can't be on both sides. Look, Rod, it's not like you have a job interview.
That's a good point. I just had to give me some sunglasses.
And if
I
you
guess.
Do, just even it out with some magic marker.
I just as long as I look straight ahead when I'm Ubering.
Yeah. Oh,
no one will see it.
I've never looked at an Uber driver's face. Have you? Well, you've never.
I've never
how many people have
Uber.
You made eye-to-eye contact with that you're driving around in your Lyft
once
and Uber?
Or twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're really going to tip you now because they're like, that poor son of a bitch can't even afford an eyebrow. He can only afford one. He needs another one.
All right. What's the list this week?
The list this week. Oh, yeah.
Songs about music.
Yep. The list this week is songs about music. If you've never heard us do the list,
I like this list
before, then I don't know why you're listening to the show. But the list today, songs about music.
This we has get been a fun list for me.
16 of something, then we vote on which one is the best. And we'll definitely go over that this week, I assume.
It was one of those things I sat down and thought, you know, I bet this, I bet, you know, maybe this song.
There's so many songs that are just about music.
Yeah, suddenly I had like 20 songs.
Yeah, it's so self-referential. How many novels are there about?
Most of them are all rock and roll.
It's like how many novels are there about a writer? Every Stephen King book, everyone's like, oh, he's such a great author. And he is. But every protagonist is a writer.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It's true.
John Irving, great writer,
right,
every protagonist, same guy.
You're right what you know, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
That's why he writes about sewer clowns. Because
so first pick is...
Few people know this, but Stephen King started out as a sewer clown.
Well,
it's true.
I think it's his hobby. I think he still does it.
he's still SCs on the side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
SCs.
All right. This is
pick number one. What's your pick?
A rambling mess. My first pick is this song right here. It's there you go. I didn't mean to start off with the winner, but I don't know how you beat this either.
You jump straight in with Tribute.
Just jump straight in with this, yeah.
This is the greatest and best song in the world.
Tribute.
God, I love it.
Long time ago,
first
man,
time I heard this
song, here.
I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. It's the funniest song, and
it was
played
it was
all over alternative radio. I mean, it was a hit. It was a hit song. And the video for
it was
great, too.
It was actually a cool tune, and it was hilarious. And, yeah, I fell in love with it immediately.
Yeah.
Of the road.
And he said, play
as Dave Grohl was the demon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Dave Grohl drummed on this album.
Yeah.
Which is why the drumming is so badass.
He had a buddy who kept telling him, dude, you got to see these guys. Tenacious D, you got to see these guys. Whatever. And finally, it was one of those deals where they were in town. He's like, come with me. And he's like, fine, I'll go.
And we played the first thing that came to our heads. Just so happened to be the best song in the world.
But yeah, Grohl said he finally gave in. He was like, fine, I'll go to the damn show. And he said, like, halfway through, he's like, this is the greatest show I've ever seen. These guys are hilarious.
Yeah.
And they were, I saw them on Comedy Central
years ago. But
years
ago, they were
like
huge.
A little, like, there was one of those remix things where it was just all these different comedians.
Yeah.
And they were like a blip in there. And yeah, they were hilarious even then.
To say, the B
I have to get to this one because I love it. It's one of my favorite parts of any rock song ever. I'm not even kidding. I just love this part.
He asked us, be you angels? And we said, nay, we are but men.
Rock! God, I love that part.
Yeah!
That's
Tenacious
number one,
D.
And you don't need to listen to the rest of the podcast because that's obviously going to be the winner for best song about music. How do you beat that? I don't think you can.
Number two is my pick.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going with the only band that matters, The Clash.
The Clash. And I'm assuming there's
rockin'
only one song you can do by The Clash.
The...
And it's this one right here.
I thought about Garage. What is it? Garage Radio.
Garage Radio. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I went with this Rock the Casbah. It's a,
and honestly, better.
It's a better song. Everybody knows it, and it's actually a song about reggae.
I almost put London Calling on there, just because he says "Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. Don't turn to us." But I was like, that's not specifically about music. This is.
Yeah, this is, and like I said, this song's actually about reggae music. First line of the song, the band was in a recording studio, and you know, you have to pay so much for recording studio time. And they were in there just jamming, just trashed, having a good time, you know, playing. And their producer, whose name escapes me right now, is kind of a jerk. But he came in all pissed off that they were wasting time and not actually recording. And he's like, look, you got to let this raga crap drop and actually record a record, okay? His first line of the song.
Great one. So that is the second pick. The third pick comes from the Jonathan Weir Show Facebook page.
Yes,
and,
yes.
It was suggested on there, and it is a great suggestion. I love this song. In fact, I was just listening to this on the way over to record with Rod today. And here it is. I'm going to keep talking until
tell,
it starts.
Do tell. What is
That's
it?
That's a really
what
good song.
It? I'm so
it's
excited.
A really good song.
The
anticipation. I like this song a lot, and it's loading right now.
I'm so puckered.
You know, if this song was...
I'm so puckered with anticipation.
If we did this show somehow in analog, we wouldn't have to do this because things would just start. It would just start playing.
Well, yeah.
And we wouldn't have to wait for the computer. Oh, my God. What?
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of John Rives. Reeves? Reeves?
Let me see.
R-I-V-E-S. Rives?
Rivis?
Rivis?
Rives.
Rives.
John Rives.
John R.
Johnny Rives, still alive.
That guy.
Okay, I gotta do something about this.
That guy can screw up anything. So that's why it reminds me of him. Just like you're screwing this up.
I didn't screw anything up. If anything, it's screwing us up. It's your slow-ass internet.
Like if you had pancake breakfast and John R. was over, he'd like make runny pancakes.
Here you go, you son of a bitch.
You know he's going to be one of those dudes like, don't you dare insult my pancakes, you son of a bitch.
It was fine when you made fun of my name, but do not.
Really? My pancakes?
Yeah.
They don't call me Johnny Flapjack for nothing. Oh, sweet.
I ain't awake, it's at the tuning on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Oh, oh.
Still say the only song, the only reason the song still exists is because it was the first song on a TV.
I think it's a great song.
It is a great song, but I think it would have died out in obscurity had it not been for that.
Which is ironic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still just cannot believe the song's from 1979. So awesome too.
Oh, it's a great tune.
I
such foresight.
It's been covered by two of my favorite artists of the 90s, too, by Ben Folds.
Oh, yeah,
and by the Presidency of the United States.
Yeah, they did.
And the Presidency of the United States cover is actually better. It's the Presidency of the United States cover is amazing.
Presidency of the United States is a good band.
Yeah, they're a great band.
I think they get overlooked a lot, but they're actually a really good band.
All right, so Video Killed the Radio Star, which I thought was ironic that it was a hit on the radio, by the way, too. It's a big radio hit after it got played on MTV. And I thought that was funny, but also the fact that if you're a DJ on a radio station and you have to play that, it's yeah, here's another one about the demise of the industry that I just got into 6 months ago after spending $5,000 at a broadcast school.
Yeah, but in all fairness, that's been going on since 1979.
Yeah, yeah, radio should be dead. I don't know why it's still around. Well, I think because Conan O'Brien is doing a podcast now, podcasting will kill radio.
Now it will.
Now,
for sure.
Finally.
For sure.
Finally and for surely.
All right.
All right. Next one is yours.
Next you. No, it's yours.
Oh, that, right. You're right. Right. Because that was Facebook.
That was Facebook.
All right. Next one is mine. And I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with this one. I love this song. This song... this guy wrote a lot of the early hits of rock and roll, and I think every band after him was trying to be like him, because Elvis was unattainable,
right?
But I think a lot of people thought they could be Chuck Berry, and granted, he wrote this song like 15 times for different. It's Run, Run, Rudolph.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's the same song.
Johnny Be Good. Not Surfing USA. That's the Beach Boys.
The car one.
Sweet Little 16.
Yeah.
Maybelline.
Yeah.
He had so many songs that sounded the same, but God.
Yeah, Maybelline. That's the car one.
If you wrote this intro in 1955, tell me you wouldn't squeeze every ounce out of it.
Oh.
God. The drums are amazing.
You know what's funny is the black soul artist of the day didn't like him because he played that twangy country shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But everybody else loved it. It was the rock and roll guitar. I mean, the birth of that, you know. It's great. I got the rockin' pneumonia. I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling of the riders sitting down at a rhythm review. A roller of Beethoven tells me Kowski's in
news. And I'm just... There was nothing like that. That you, if you turned on the radio and you heard that, this, there was nothing that just came in like. And then when the rest of the band kicks in, I mean, that's such a 60s sound that everybody obviously ripped off, but way before the 60s.
Oh, yeah. Well, and,
such
and
a great sound.
It always cracks me up, being a fan of you know, the punk rock and the different, you know, some kind of different crazy music. This was terrifying music.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
in 1950, whatever. Yeah. It amazes me. It's, you know, the first time the Beatles put out, Helter Skelter, people were like, what in the hell?
The Beatles?
Oh my God. It was awful.
She Loves You. Yeah. Yeah.
What did they do?
What's funny, I always thought it was funny because people like said, well, the Beatles really lost their innocence and they started doing drugs and then like Helter Skelter. I mean, then Charles Manson was using it and everything. It's like, yeah, but at least he's not singing a song about statutory rape. So I'm just saying.
Well, but, you know, when John Lennon was interviewed like 78 or something like that, and he was asked about punk rock.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, I love it. It's great. It's what we were doing in Hamburg.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was his, you know, that was
his
statement.
They were never innocent.
Yeah, he's like, that's what we were doing in Hamburg.
Do you think Please Please Me is about he buys her gifts and he would like her to occasionally? No, it's about dunking on his dong and how she doesn't do it.
My jaw is sore. Why is your jaw not sore?
I had to cough up a hairball today, Susan.
Okay, so my next pick is a very lovely song. My good friend Webster, who's no longer with us, who was a very good friend of mine, he and I went to go see, and I knew the song before, but he and I went to go see Bon Jovi, and Cinderella opened up for Bon Jovi, and he wanted to go, and he couldn't go by himself, and so I was like, I'm not really a Bon Jovi fan, but I'll go with you.
Yeah.
And we had a great time. And it was, you know, it was fantastic memories. Like I said, unfortunately, he's a good friend who's no longer with us.
Yeah.
But like the third on, like Bon Jovi actually put on a great show. And like three encores or whatever, like third encore, they came out and did this song. And ever since then, it was like always kind of a special moment song for me because, you know, my buddy Webster. Your buddy. Yeah, and it's just such a cool song. And it was one of those cool things where all these young kids who know nothing are all, you know, lighters and swaying and singing along. And, you know.
And then, of course, Uncle Cracker just perfected it.
You know that's a game that I hate to lose. Don't even mention that.
Sorry.
I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I'm gonna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
This is one of the songs, yeah, give me the beat, and I don't know. Maybe I'm colorblind when it comes to music, but I always thought it was like some white dude singing it. And then it's Dobie Gray, who's three shades blacker than midnight, yeah. And Percy Sledge.
Who was it? Somebody, I don't remember who it was. Somebody not long ago, I played this song as a bumper music one day, mm-hmm. And it was Zach. Remember when Zach Burns was here? Zach was like, oh yeah, it's Bob Seger. And I'm like, no, it's
what?
Not.
I can kind of see that though.
And yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm going to give you that because I just swore that was, I was like, I'm going to give you that because it's not a horrible guess, but no, you're terribly wrong. So yeah, Drift Away. So. Number six is next, and that's Facebook pick.
Well, you just said it, so I figured let's just roll with it. This one by Bob Seger.
This was
just take those old records off the shelf.
You tell me the list. This was the first one that came.
Me too. Yeah. Actually, I'll be honest with you. When I came up with the idea for the list, I put it out on Facebook, and we got a ton of great suggestions on Facebook, but it was one of those inspiration moments where I was like, okay, no, we have to do this. Henry and I were at Minsky's, and this came over the radio at Minsky's, and I was like, we've never done that list before. Best songs
about
songs.
No, it's
about music. We need to do that.
Yeah. It's also one of those songs that was ever changed after its use in the movie.
Yeah, Risky
Business.
Because
every time you hear it, for me anyways, I still see that idiot sliding in his socks.
Wearing his tidy whities and his dad's shirt.
I gotta admit, it
looked good.
It stirs good. Something.
Who was the girl in that movie? Rebecca De Mornay? No.
Something like that.
That sounds right.
I think that's right.
God, she was hot.
She was amazing in that movie.
It was that scene that even if you haven't seen the movie, every kid
knows that scene.
Home Alone has taken socks and slid across the floor doing that.
That's one of those things, especially with Facebook now. Everybody knows that scene. You know, it's like I made Roman watch Holy Grail. And we're watching Holy Grail, and he's kind of into it, and you know, and he's asking me questions here and there, but he's liking it and loves the taunter and all. We get to the Black Knight scene, the whole, you know, 'tis just a flesh wound.
Of course.
As soon as like he approaches the Black Knight, Roman sets up and he goes, I know this. And I'm like, what? And he goes, I know this. And it, just that scene from YouTube.
Yeah.
And awesome. And he's like, I like he knew all the words to it. He's like, I know this.
Henry did that to me the other day with Monty Python, but he couldn't remember the name of the movie. He was like, he was describing it for me. And here's the thing. It being a Monty Python movie, when you try to describe it to somebody, it sounds like you're making a movie up.
Especially depending on what it is.
He was like, you know, that one where the guy's running and he keeps running. And it's like every Tom Cruise movie ever. I don't know. And he's like, no, the one where the guy he goes into a castle.
Yeah, he's got like a shirt.
And he starts hitting people and they're like bleeding. And I was like, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves? I don't know. And he's like, no, the one where they didn't have horses, so they're like
Monty Python.
Coconuts. Yeah, it's like Monty Python. Okay, got it. Got it. All right.
The next, seven's your pick.
Next one is my pick. What number is
seven.
It? Seven already. My goodness. Here we go.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide.
There have been many songs that included lines about writing songs. None as good as this.
Yeah.
I'd buy a big house where we both.
It's not just about writing a song. It's like the insecurity of writing a song,
yeah, yeah,
too.
Yeah, the whole thing and the whole sentiment. And oh, I love this song.
Then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you.
All right. So your song by Elton John, which according to Rocket Man was the first song that he and Bernie Taupin ever wrote. It was any good. Not true. Not true at all. But
no.
Actually,
no.
Did you there was a scene in that movie, and I know how rock biopics work. And I know they're not linear and they aren't
true,
and everything.
Right.
And there's like stuff.
Yeah, there's
but like
there's, yeah,
he sits down at the piano, and it was almost like they're like, look, people are gonna be pissed off if we don't get sad songs say so much into this. And so he starts playing, and the guy's like, it's too depressing. And I was like, yeah, good. I'm glad.
No, I know there's crap like that. But I thought it was funny in the movie where the first song they talk about was, and I can't remember what it was, but it was a song where I'm like,
ugh. Yeah.
It was one that he had written that, you know, Elton John was like, oh, I love this song. And I can't remember now what it was, but it wasn't like, you know, a hit song. But it was a, you know, a song that...
I don't remember either. Damn it. I need to watch the movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie. But yeah, I remember...
It's a really good movie. It's like my
favorite
rock
biopic.
Like,
I think I'd have lied about that. I think I'd have picked a different song. I think I'd have made that Daniel song.
I actually loved the first song they had where they did Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. And they did like the big... It was before they were like writing together or something. I think it was like his montage into adulthood.
Right.
But it was great. It was a great...
Yeah,
it was like the first
scene,
moment you realized, oh, this isn't like a typical rock biopic. He's not just sitting there playing. Like, they're going to do this like it's a music video.
Yeah, but back and forth. And yeah. All right.
That was mine, so this one's yours?
Next one's mine. And I got to go... Okay, when I was a kid, the first concert I got to go to... without supervision, without like an uncle taking you or your mom or, you know, well, my mother didn't take me. My mom always made someone else take me. She's like, I'm not going to that, but I'll make sure
you
go.
Can go.
Yeah.
Loser. Did she call you a loser?
Sometimes. So the point is, with my first concert by myself was at Six Flags, and it was Joan Jett.
Really?
And yeah. And I was in love with Joan Jett. And then I found out soon after that, that
your love for her didn't matter.
Joan Jett would not be interested in
to her. I love this song too. Actually, I love anything by her.
Yeah, I even like some of those tunes and stuff, like "Do You Want to Touch?"
Yeah,
but yeah, I love this song.
I saw him dancing there by the record machine. Been about 17.
What's funny is that was my first unsupervised concert. I was probably almost 17 before I put together that Joan Jett was in The Runaways.
Really?
Yeah, like it never made that connection. Like, I knew this song by The Runaways, you know, and but yeah, I just never.
Did you know that guy from Wings was in The Beatles?
Which one?
And the guy from Public Image Limited was in Sex Pistols.
No, that guy died.
Oh, good.
yeah.
All right, there you go. I Love Rock and Roll. Years ago, I don't remember what morning show it was, but there was a morning show that played a parody of that song called I Love Little Girls. And it was disturbing. Like, it was from the point of view of a pedophile.
No.
And it was disturbing.
No. Just no. Okay. Number nine
is Facebook.
Has got to be Facebook.
And this one was on there. It's a great pick from the Facebook page.
A great pick.
And it's a Stones.
Oh, well. Okay, now there are... There are quite a few Stones songs.
That could have worked, yeah.
That could have worked.
Yeah. If I could stick my hand in my heart, I'd spill it all over the stage. Would it satisfy? Would it slide on by? What you think, boy, it's strange? Ain't it strange? If I could write it, if I could sing a love song so divine. A lot of songs that include the words rock and roll. There was a lot of cheesy songs from the 80s that were all about the glories of rock and roll, because they
by
all
bands that weren't they
in their teen years
roll.
Had listened to Kiss.
Yeah, and by bands that weren't playing rock and roll.
I know it's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes I do.
Yeah, and I've really gotten into the Stones lately. And listening to their catalog. And what I love is up until the mid-70s, it was almost like they refused to sell out. They always had like kind of a shitty sound.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love that about them. Like, you listen to what's considered their best album, Exile on Main Street, it sounds like some indie rock album.
Oh, yeah,
from
absolutely.
5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, it is.
It's like something the Arcade Fire would put out or something.
Definitely not overproduced.
No.
No, it's great. I hear a couple years ago, Michael Mackey actually was gracious enough to include me in some tickets he had to go see the Stones when they were at a reunion. That's in Dallas. At Chiefs Stadium at Arrowhead. And the point is, right after that show, I started listening to Stones all the time and listening to all the deep cuts that I never really listened to before. And yeah, I love the like far and away eyes and just the awful intention, you know, Let It Bleed.
Oh my God.
It's one of the greatest songs. And he's just singing like he's drunk. It's great.
Yeah. I've been, I think I discussed this before, but I'm getting really into Neil Young. And he had the same kind of aesthetic. He just like, it was like, I don't care if it sounds bad. It's about the emotion.
He had a choice.
he had a lot of backup singers.
Like Mick had.
Mick's not a great singer either.
No, but he's got some stuff where he sounds much better.
Right, but he wasn't. Neil Young sounds like Mick Jagger if you kicked him in the balls real hard. but I love it. It also sounds a lot like Neil Young also sounds a lot like the Flaming Lips. But point is, I've been really into Neil Young lately. So I decided to go with this song for my next pick.
Oh, okay.
This was his response to punk rock and being told that he just wasn't that important anymore. And it's Neil Young basically saying, yeah, I know. Hey, Hey, My, My by Neil Young goes on the list. He did a movie. What's the name of the movie?
Did he really?
Yeah, he made a movie with Devo.
And shit.
Human Highway, that's what it was. Yeah, Human Highway.
Is it crap?
He directed it. And
why
it's
do
a,
I think it's just crap?
It's not a great movie.
No. It's got to be crap.
I love Devo, and I love Neil Young, but that song was very much inspired by Devo. He was going for that kind of mechanical sound that Devo does.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when they perform it in the movie, Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo refused to say, there's a line, he says, is this the tale of Johnny Rotten? And Mark Mothersbaugh changed it to Johnny Spud. Refused to say Johnny Rotten. I don't know if he just didn't want to give him the publicity
Or yeah, it was just one of those things.
Or if he was just like, I like Johnny Rotten. Nah, I don't care. But anyway.
Huh.
That also, that song also has the very famous Neil Young line, it's better to burn out than to fade away, which Kurt Cobain wrote into his suicide note, which I read an interview with Neil Young from like 4 years ago. It said it fucked him up.
Really?
He said it ruined him for like a couple of years afterwards. He said before Kurt had killed himself, he felt like this kinship with him. And he read an interview where Kurt Cobain was talking about how much he loved Neil Young and that aesthetic. And he was like, oh, I got to reach out to this guy. And because he also was reading, you know, about how he was having all these problems being a rock star. And he said, like, I just wanted to reach out to him and tell him, dude, you don't have to play. Like, if you don't want to, don't do it anymore. Take a break. Take a couple of years off. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I've always.
You've done enough. It's fine. Take a break. And he didn't. He just never was able to get a hold of him. And he said that, yeah, that line being in Kurt Cobain's suicide letter, just because if you read that, if this artist, this young artist that you really like and you feel you've mentored somehow with your own
art,
then blows his brains out, quoting a line from one of your songs right before he does it.
Okay, I see how maybe that
I could see that screwing with you.
Put you off your dinner, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that puts you off your dinner a little.
Yeah.
All right.
Next one is yours.
My next pick is... It's Paul McCartney. I have to put a Paul McCartney song. And it's a great song. I'm sorry. I know it's a silly song.
This is the album version where Paul basically invented techno music. The beginning of this.
I don't care what anybody says. This is like the dumbest pop song. It bugs me that I like it so much, but I just love this song.
I think that it's because he makes it okay for you to like it because he's like, look, everybody likes some pop songs. Like, big deal.
That's true.
Is it really
that's
that
what
big
the whole
of a crime?
Point of the song is, yeah.
Is it really that big of a crime to write songs that are just goofy and stupid? Yeah. Does everything have to be serious, John Lennon?
Over yourself, John.
And by the way, a million times better than Whatever Gets You Through the Night. Just gonna say that right now.
Yeah, possibly
better. I'm just saying, if you have to compare like their hit songs after the Beatles that were just goofy pop songs, that one is a million times better than Whatever Gets You Through the Night.
Okay. I'm glad to know how you feel about that.
I don't know.
Okay. The next pick is number 12.
Number 12 is...
Excuse me. It's Facebook's pick.
I'm sorry. It's Facebook.
Divisible by three. That means it's a Facebook.
This one is on... And I think this is worthy of a little bit of debate. It's not specifically about music.
Oh, really?
The title would make you think it's about music, but maybe it is. I don't know. No, it's about a song. I mean, he's like referencing the song in the song. Does that?
I put this on my list.
Yeah,
I put it down farther on my list, but I did put it on my list because, yeah, when I hear this song,
this is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them kind of girls, them good
But yeah, it's. I mean, it's about the funk, man. I mean, you know.
I mean,
it's not just the music, it's the whole song. Funky hole, I don't know. But yeah.
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
All right, so it is. It goes on the list.
I think it should.
Bow! All right. Goes on the list then. Uptown Funk.
Plus, What a great
by team. Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars.
I'm sure anybody says it's a great song.
I love Bruno Mars.
I liked Bruno Mars before, but for some reason when that song came out, I was like, yeah, this guy is not going anywhere.
And I don't like, I've never, I know a lot of people just say, well, you're getting old, so it doesn't appeal to you. I am capable of liking music. I have an open mind when it comes to music.
Oh, yeah.
I typically do not like top 40 and pop music. Having said that, I love Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah.
I love everything that man has done. I'm not saying it's all perfect, but
I love that he drops a little profanity in there every now and then. Because you're like, why would you? There's no reason for that.
Yeah. It's for the street cred. Anyway, that was from Facebook. So the next
that was pick number 12
is mine.
Perhaps this would be a good time to stop and tell you that Thomas Irwin.
He's actually
Thomas
a good friend of mine.
Irwin.
Please don't say anything bad about him.
I was just going to say he's requesting that we take a break because he's got to pee.
Oh, Thomas.
Thomas Irwin said he's got
to
pee.
Well, he knows how to listen to your body because he's studying to be a doctor at KU. And he's one of these guys that has been...
Are you making this up?
No, seriously. He is. He's been a friend of mine and a listener for since I was on the Midday Show. He... Actually, it was the first listener that I ever got out of my shell and went and met.
Really?
Technically, I guess the first eat and greet ever was Thomas invited me out for drinks one time, and I went out.
You know what? I'm gonna go
out with him. And
very cool.
Yeah, very cool guy.
Well,
your hair is too nice, Thomas. I don't like it.
He is. He's actually upgrading that from P to Deuce, so he wants to take a break right away.
Okay.
Because you know.
Yeah. All right. Well,
deuces are wild.
All right. What number are we on now, Rob?
We were on your pick, which is number 13.
Number 13, and it's my pick.
Indeed, booger snot clown fart. Here we go.
Better make it a good one. I got a great one for this.
Okay. What's your pick, sir? Give it to me.
Let me skip ahead a little bit.
I'm familiar, but I'm not.
Oh, you'll get it. Hold on.
Well, I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jeff Buckley's Hallelujah, written by Leonard Cohen, perfected by Jeff Buckley.
There is a, on YouTube, there's these three girls that do that.
Yeah.
That is, it's either the Good Lovelies or the Three Lovelies, I think is the name of them. It is a wonderful version.
Really? I got to say, and I love Leonard Cohen as a songwriter, but every single version of Hallelujah that isn't Leonard Cohen's version is better than Leonard Cohen's version. He's a great songwriter, but not a great singer. And it almost sounds like a bad country song or something when he does it. But Jeff Buckley...
Oh,
absolutely beautiful rendition of that.
Beautiful.
I remember we played that one time on the show for a list for something. I remember what it was. And Rebecca was like, how are you going to ruin this song? And I was like, well, the guy singing killed himself by jumping into the Mississippi River. She's like, what? No, he didn't. I was like, no, that really happened. He told everybody he was going for a swim and jumped into the Mississippi River.
That happened.
And his body was found along shore 3 days later.
Okay. So the next pick is my pick.
Next one is yours. Pick number 14.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going with the Who.
You're going with the Who.
And I thought a lot about this because there's a lot of Who songs like Join Together with the Band, Mama's Got a Squeeze Box.
Pete Townsend.
This is Long Live Rock.
This man.
Loved writing songs about music.
Yeah.
I mean, I think all of Who's Next is like almost all of those songs are about writing songs.
When I was a kid in the 80s, the Who, you know, Bob O'Reilly and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And my Uncle Joe was very into the Who, and he went to the concert, and it wasn't till I heard this song that I realized, oh no, the Who's like punk.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. They were punk.
And this is when I started getting into the Who.
Every time I hear The Who, the thing that stands out to me the most is Keith's drumming.
That's what made the band.
Yeah. I think they would have been a great band anyway and would have had success anyway, but...
I mean, that's what, you know...
It made them so different and so much more powerful.
Roger Daltrey said in an interview, they were like, you know, what gives The Who that drive? Like, driving... All we do is try to keep up with Keith.
My favorite Keith Moon story is they recorded Pictures of Lily... which was a single.
Yeah.
And he heard it on the radio and like angrily stormed over to Pete Townsend. He's like, "You recorded so without me." And Pete was like,
"We didn't.
Are you out of your fucking mind?" And he's like, "I've never recorded that song." And he's like, "We recorded it 3 weeks ago, you idiot."
That's you.
Who do you think we got to sound like you? Who out there sounds like you enough?
He wants in a like fit of rage in a studio, threw somebody out of the studio because that person was keeping him off time with their mind. And I'm not joking. That's like an actual story. Like he was like throwing beer bottles and like, "Get out. I know what you're doing." You know,
you know, we should literally do this. It's a weird idea for a list, but I love this idea. What if we just did a list of the best rock and roll stories? Like us just going, here's a story about... I think Keith Moon would win because there's so many great stories about him, but just...
The dude was literally insane.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was out of his mind. He once took horse tranquilizers on stage. He took one, and they're like, "Dude, that's way too many." He was like, "Fuck you, I'm Keith Moon." And he took a second one. And they said, like, during the show, Keith's up there drumming, and they started noticing that drumming was getting slow, which was weird for Keith because usually
Keith,
it's sped up.
It goes faster and faster.
And they look back and he's just like tapping the hi-hat and then he passed out on the drum kit and then they dragged him backstage and threw some cold water on him and he woke up and got on stage. They played a couple more songs and then he starts slowing down again. They look back and he's like just hitting a tom slowly, just boom, boom.
He got arrested. What is tea time in England? Like 2-something?
I think it's 24 hours a day, 7 days.
Well, but during tea time in a very predominantly Jewish neighborhood, he dressed up in full Nazi regalia, complete Nazi general uniform, and was high-stepping through this Jewish neighborhood at like 2:30 in the afternoon and got arrested. Like, "What were you doing?" He goes, "I don't know, I was playing around."
What? Why would that even... Like and anybody else would be like, "Well, obviously he had some weird anti-Semitism going on." No, that's just what the voices in Keith's head told him to do at that particular moment.
Like, "Nah, just playing around."
Yeah, but I the story about the horse strangulation thing, it ends with them pulling him off stage and then asking if anybody in the crowd plays drums and knows their songs. And some kid who's like 18, 17 or 18 years old is like, I can. I and they're I like, can. "All right, get up here. Yeah. We got nothing else. We can't play without a drummer, so get up here." And the kid was all right. Like, the kid did okay. And that's awesome. Kid was Dave Grohl.
No, he was not. You liar. Obviously not.
But it would have been
He was Matt
cool.
Cameron from Soundgarden. Okay.
All right, that was your pick. So the next one is Facebook?
The next one is Facebook's pick.
All right.
Number 15.
This one is from Facebook. It's a pretty good pick.
Okay.
If you're going to have to pick a song by this band.
Oh, God.
It's not. You're going to like it. I'm not the biggest fan. You're getting there.
I one kind of gets a pass just because it comes from Bill and Ted.
Yeah. So it's not a good song.
No.
I'm sorry, Facebook. But
it's,
I love you.
It's kind of cool.
I just... I get why people like Kiss. I do. I know that you like Kiss. I like Rivers Cuomo in the song In My Garage. He says his favorite rock group is Kiss. I get it. Maybe it's like you had to be born in the 70s to really appreciate it, but I wasn't. But I've just always thought they were just so cheesy and over the top, and I never got it.
I personally guess. I like pre-80s Kiss myself.
Yeah, most people like? Anything after that's kind of...
Yeah, in the 80s, the thing that people need to understand is the standing heavy metal and rock and roll gods that entered the 80s went, I don't know what to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the pink and the makeup.
Yeah,
and
like Alice Cooper.
I mean,
even
Kiss was like, we wear makeup, but we're not effeminate. And so, yeah, like, I mean, you know, there's a lot of strange. Ozzy was like, tears are falling? I don't know. No, that was Kiss. But yeah, that was awful. And so, no, Ozzy did that awful Lita Ford thing.
Song. I was just about to say that Caduetti did with Lita Ford. Yeah.
Okay. Right. So the next pick is number 16, and it is your pick.
It's mine. And it is, I hate to throw another one out there that I'm just like, that's going to win. But here you go.
Oh.
Sultans of Swing, Dire Straits.
Get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime.
You know, I always thought Mark Knopfler.
Sound of the river, you're stopping your whole everything.
He's got that whole Dylan kind of vocalizing.
Yeah,
but it's
that,
like
that real laid back.
He was doing like early 70s, late 60s Dylan, and Tom Petty was doing like early 60s, mid 60s Dylan.
A band is blowing Dixie.
It's such a casual approach to singing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You feel all right.
Like, it's almost like you couldn't do it if you were sober.
He had this weird early song called Roller Girl or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It was so cool. All right, so that's 16.
Yep.
We're going to keep going?
Yeah, let's go to 20 at least.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Because I desperately want this on the list.
You want that one
on
the list.
This is my next pick, and this is one of my. I know you don't even just.
Well, I used to wake the morning before the rooster crow. Searching for
proof that the best Leonard Skinner songs were never played on the radio, or not enough anyways.
Run them down to the corner, down to the country store. Cash them in and give my money to a man named Curtis Lowe. Old Kurt was a black man.
Oh man, I could just sit and listen to this whole song. The old Dobro guitar.
It was the Gibson originally made those. They were these weird.
They're like the metal.
It's a resonator guitar with a mechanical amplifier.
Yeah,
they're awesome, but they're weird. Curtis Lowe, The Ballad of Curtis Lowe goes on the list. Was that 17?
That would be 17. Okay,
best
so
songs about
18
songs
is going to be Facebook's pick
again, and for that one we go to this one. Which, by the way, this band had half of their songs should probably be on this list.
Oh yeah.
Well,
those about to rock, we salute you.
Yeah, because Let There Be Rock is great, and Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution. Yeah, like you said, like half their songs could have gone on that list.
Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution
is a great one. But yeah, for those about to rock,
we salute you. Goes on the list. What is that, 18?
That would be 18. So 19 is your pick.
19 is my pick, and then 20 will be yours. Let me see. What do I have on here that I really want to get on? Hell, this one.
Oh, yeah. So funny, I didn't even think of this song.
Really?
Of all the songs that I went over in my mind of thinking maybe I'll put
I've noticed
this song
that happens a lot with Beatles songs where we don't think of them.
Yeah.
For the list. I don't know if it's because they're so obvious or they're just so ingrained in our in our personas and in everything that just doesn't we're thinking too hard about stuff, so then we overshoot them.
Right. It's like if it's some deep cut or something, we're like, oh yeah.
Beatles didn't have deep cuts.
Because we're weird.
Yeah.
Because we're music snobs.
Yeah.
Like Chris. That's it, Chris. That's
Chris,
all
Chris, yeah. Yeah.
Even the last name.
Chris, thanks for your $25.
Is it like Pat? I don't know if it's a guy or a girl.
It's spelled with isn't Chris
it doesn't
with
matter.
A K a girl's name?
I don't think it matters because it could be Christy with a CH.
Could yeah, I guess it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to force my cisgender roles on Chris.
Yeah, I just realized something. That's
weird.
I'm not
going to assume Chris's
because everybody was
pronouns.
So obsessed with how fat he was. Nobody ever pointed out what a weird name Chris Christie is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
It's like somebody has a stuttering issue. Chris Christie.
When people shouldn't do that. When I was a kid growing up in Dallas-Fort Worth, there was a family whose last name was McDavid. And they owned car lots. Like, oh, yeah. And one of the dudes was David McDavid. David McDavid Pontiac. And I always thought, what an awful name. Why would you do that? Like, if your last name's Erickson, don't name your kid Eric.
Eric? Yeah. Oh, no. There's some douchebag conservative a-hole gays are all evil and going to hell guy named Eric Erickson.
Is there really?
Yeah, which you would think.
Of course there is.
Somebody associated with
interesting.
With Vikings would be okay with that, but whatever. All right, so that was mine.
Okay, so is this going to be the last pick?
Let's stop it at 20, yeah.
Okay.
Let's leave them one
which
more.
There's so many.
I know.
But I have to put this on the list.
Okay, this one right here.
Hey.
Do it. Play that funky music, you elevator operator. I know I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get all these like Facebook messages. I've yet to meet anybody that doesn't like this song.
Oh, I'm sure there's.
And somebody's going to be like, I hate that damn song. One of those songs that, yeah, everybody's like, nah, got to start to feeling so low. And I decided quickly. Yes, I did. To just go down and check out the show. Yeah, they were dancing and singing and moving to the grooving. And just when it hit me, somebody.
All right. So here's the funny thing about this
play
song.
That funky music, white boy. What's funny about this song?
Lead singer and songwriter, Bob Parisi, I believe is his name.
That is a white boy's name.
For Wild Cherry, he was obsessed with having a hit song. Wanted to have a hit song more than anything else. And so he subscribed to Billboard magazine because you remember back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't just Google or search
no,
what
no,
the
yeah.
number one song was. So he got Google or he got Billboard magazine.
I had a subscription for a short time.
And he would go in and rip off the number one song, whatever the number one song was in Billboard, he would rip that off and rewrite it as his own song.
Really?
This song, Play That Funky Music, White Boy, is a ripoff of Fire by the Ohio Players. It's not as blatant as that story would make you think, but if you listen to Fire by Ohio Players, you go, oh, yeah. I get that.
No,
especially
I know
the bass line and vocal style. I mean, it's like, yeah, it gets
That's interesting.
Very familiar. Yeah. But obviously, he had to make it different enough so he didn't get sued.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he got away with it.
Yeah.
Great right. song.
So is that it?
That's it. Ready 20. To We're going to vote.
So last time we did this and we didn't have anybody to vote with us. We just use the computer algorithm. This week, we've decided to go analog, and we're going to flip a coin
yep.
for the tiebreaker.
And it's a penny because, you know, we're us.
We're us. Hold on. I might have a bigger coin. No, all I have is pennies. Wait, no. Hold on. Here we go. Oh, I got myself a quarter.
We got a quarter.
Got a quarter.
Okay.
Right. Ready?
All right. So...
Let me start the music.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's just so... Whoo, it's just... There's so much. It's crazy. Okay. Okay, you ready for this?
Round one!
Round one!
Best song about music.
Best song about music is Tribute. Goes up against It's Only Rock and Roll.
Oh!
By the Rolling Stones.
Tribute.
Tribute. Yep, I gotta go with that. So, Tribute moves on. All right, so... I'm going to write that over here so I don't screw this up again. Not that I have.
Yeah, sure.
Totally. Rock the Casbah. Hey, hey, my, my.
Rock the Casbah.
Rock the Casbah. See, this is... We don't even need the coin.
Yet.
Okay, so we're rocking the Casbah. And the next one is Video Killed the Radio Star versus Silly Love Songs.
Oh, Video Killed the Radio Star.
I'm going to say Silly Love Songs.
Uh-oh. Time okay. for the coin. Let's
Time
go,
for
coin.
The coin. Heads, yes. Tails, no.
No, heads.
Heads, no. Tails, yes.
Heads, Video Killed the Radio Star.
Okay.
It can be yes or no.
Good point.
It's a choice.
Okay, so
heads
so
is
Video Killed the Radio Star. Tails is Silly Love Songs.
Okay. You dropped it.
No, it's right here.
And?
Hold on.
You can't flip it again.
What's that?
Tails.
Tails.
Silly Love Songs.
Silly Love Songs.
You cheated.
I did not cheat.
You dropped the coin.
But I... Silly Love Songs. Okay. So, next is Roll Over Beethoven.
Hey, guys. This is Jonathan. At this point in the recording, unfortunately, line in USB audio codec that we were using crashed, and we didn't realize it at the time because everything else was working fine except for the actual process of recording. And I didn't even realize it until well after the show, when the show had been published, and then people started going, hey, what happened to the voting? So here's the winner of the show. I don't have the audio, but here's what won the list. It came down to Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley versus Tribute by Tenacious D. And Rod and I decided, Rod and I debated it. I wanted to go with Tribute by Tenacious D because I love that song. And Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley, he was going for that one, which I also love, and I was fine with that. So he voted for Hallelujah, I voted for Tribute, and the winner was... Sorry, my phone stopped working. Okay, the winner of the list for this week was Tenacious D with Tribute. So congratulations to them. Hey, make sure to catch us at Black Bob Park on Sunday at 3, August 25th. We will be there. It'll be my going away party, and it'll also be Rod's birthday party. But most importantly, it'll be my going away party. All right. Love you guys. I'm sorry this got screwed up. See you then. Bye.
Uptown Funk.
Roll over Beethoven.
Yeah, I got to go over that.